one of the most challenging maneuvers for a driver to make is the simple act of making a left turn. Nationwide, they account for a quarter of all pedestrian crashes. WNYC's Kate Hines explains why.
On the evening before Thanksgiving last year, Park Slope resident Emily Miller was doing some last-minute shopping. First, she went to Whole Foods. Her next stop was a kitchen supply store. So she walked to 4th Avenue, a six-lane road with a lot of fast traffic.
It's pretty intense.
She needed to cross a side street, so she waited for the walk light. Traffic from 4th Avenue streamed past her on her right.
As soon as it turned green, I stepped into the street. And honestly, the next thing I knew was that I was hit.
A car turned left onto the side street and struck Emily in the crosswalk. She never saw it coming.
The next thing I remember was being on my back and pretty quickly being surrounded by a good number of people.
One of them was the driver, a woman in her 20s. She jumped out of the car, distraught.
She was mortified, and she started to cry and hold my hand.
Miller was taken to the hospital, where she spent the next 2.5 weeks recovering from a broken leg, a banged-up arm, a concussion, and a punctured lung. She's still in physical therapy. The driver said she didn't see anyone in the crosswalk. And, according to the police report,
all traffic devices were obeyed.
That is one of the biggest problems with left turns. The turning driver has a green light right when pedestrians have the walk light. But it's not the only issue. To get the driver's perspective on left turns, I got into a car with Ann McCart.
So you want to go to Glebe first, the one right near us?
Yeah, let's do that.
She's in charge of research for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Along with a couple of her colleagues, we drove around the streets near her office in Arlington, Virginia. At one intersection, she tried to make a left, but there was too much oncoming traffic.
I think I'm going to have to sit here. Would that be our vote here, that I would sit and wait for the light to turn?
Now it's red, so.
Yeah.
McCart says left turns are tricky because drivers have to make a complex series of judgments in a short period of time. Experts call that the driver workload.
You have to try to gauge the speed and the distance of oncoming vehicles.
And another factor comes into play. Matthew Reed is a professor with the University of Michigan.
When a driver looks forward, there's a pillar just to the left of the windshield.
That structure is called the A-pillar, and over the years, as crash standards have evolved, it's gotten bigger. The pillars have gotten thicker to withstand rollover, and they often house airbags. But there's a downside to those safety benefits.
When we compare the data, we find that drivers could see more outside of their vehicles in the 80s than they can now.
European countries have regulated drivers' forward field of vision since 1977. The U.S. does not.
Our hypothesis is that drivers can't see as well out of the vehicles that have wider pillars, and that puts pedestrians at risk.
According to WNYC data, 17 pedestrians and 3 cyclists were killed by left-turning vehicles in New York City last year. The city's Department of Transportation has been redesigning dozens of intersections to make left turns safer. But at a hearing in March, Commissioner Polly Trottenberg told city council members there are limits to what can be done.
We won't be able to do it everywhere in the city. You can't create a special turning lane and a special signal in every intersection.
There's another option. Don't make left turns. UPS plots its delivery routes, so trucks make a lot of right turns and avoid lefts, because that saves time and gas. Dan McMacken works for UPS. He used to drive a truck, and the habits he picked up then are ingrained in his routine now. Most weekends, he says,
I go to Home Depot, I go to Starbucks, I go to CVS Pharmacy, and I go to BP gas station.
He's plotted his route to eliminate left turns altogether.
Because I make a right-hand turn to go to Home Depot after I go to Starbucks, I probably save about 8 minutes off my total route.
Not to mention, it's also safer. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
Go, go, go.
Go, go. Go.